College campuses are the spot where a new kind of hero for blacks is emerging. Commentator George Strait says that's what he's heard during this year's Black History Month.
February is a time when many African-American journalists are busy speaking to audiences about excellence and perseverance. This year, while talking with hundreds of young high school and college students, I began to hear the makings of a new popular chant. I want to be like Skip, not Mike as in Michael Jordan, but Skip as in Skip Gates. That's Henry Louis Gates, Jr., chair of the Afro-American Studies Department at Harvard University. Recently, Gates and other members of his department said Harvard's new president wasn't taking them or their issues seriously. They threatened to leave for Princeton, and Princeton said it would be honored to have them. At its core, that flap may have been nothing more than power politics, but for thousands of African Americans, especially young ones, it has greater meaning. Many enjoy seeing two of the most powerful institutions in America, the Celtics and Lakers of academia, fighting over a talented black man, particularly when that talent has nothing to do with athletic prowess. Blacks, especially black men, are so often dehumanized in the media. It's empowering to see their intellectual capacities, the subject of such a high-profile, high-stakes competition. The students I've met say it makes being smart okay. It puts academic achievement on a par with being able to dunk a basketball. There is a certain racist, anti-intellectual folklore that says that academic achievement is undervalued in the African-American community. People who believe that never met my mama. There are stories in the press of young blacks that do well in school being picked on by their peers. But think back when you were in school, who was picked on? The nerds? And who was lionized? The jocks? And did race matter? No, of course it did not. Now, Skip Gates has become a new relevant role model with the appeal of a Michael Jordan. He is tops in his field, the subject of sustained public attention, and financially secure. A new role model with a lasting effect on education. The number of African Americans who get a Ph.D. degree every year is less than 1,500, or about 3% of the total awarded. Experts say this paltry number threatens diversity in all of education, but especially higher education, where a Ph.D. is the basic ticket into this profession. Many hope the attention paid to Gates will invigorate those who are currently deciding whether to get an advanced degree. For years, many colleges and universities, including Harvard, refused to recognize the legitimacy of programs in African American studies. The sight of Princeton and now Harvard fighting over scholars in this field gives pause to those who continue to be skeptics. It's unlikely that Skip Gates will ever get sneakers named after him, but I bet his impact will have a lot more traction.
The comments of George Strait, a healthcare consultant and former correspondent for ABC News.